You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. BART riders are on edge after a spate of killings on the system, including the brutal stabbing of 18-year-old Neo Wilson. In the wake of the violence, the transit agency announced plans for a $28 million security action plan. That proposal includes a ban on panhandling, a fierce crackdown on fare evasion, and a ramped-up surveillance system. KALW's justice reporter Holly J. McDeed is joining me now for the details. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Hannah.
So how big of a safety problem is BART facing?
So last month, three people were killed on BART in less than a week span. So that is very clearly concerning. After those killings, BART's police chief, Carlos Rojas, described the murders as an anomaly, which they are. Killings on BART are rare. Mm-hmm. And actually, a few months prior to these deaths, police were defending the agency's response to violence on the system, saying that violent crime and robberies had decreased compared to rates seen last year. Mm-hmm. But what's still worrying is the long-term trends. So violent crime overall on BART has risen nearly 70% from 2007 to 2017. That's according to an investigation by the San Francisco Chronicle.
Okay. Do you have any idea why that is?
Well, police say that they're understaffed. And meanwhile, BART police are having to deal with a growing network spanning multiple cities, 100-plus miles of tracks. There's a lot of ground to cover there. Mm-hmm. And as stations are expanding, ridership's going up. Police staffing is not getting much bigger. There are only some 200 officers for this entire system. And police would need to hire at least 25 more officers to get staffing up to where it needs to be. Meanwhile, a lot of officers are set to retire in the next couple of years.
Okay, so it's growing. There's not enough police. So riders really can't always count on BART police then for being there to stop a crime or to respond to a crime.
Exactly. And there are those who want BART police to be more present. But then there are others who don't trust BART police, who don't trust the agency. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of examples for why they might not feel comfortable trusting the agency. So, for instance, BART had launched a crime reporting app back in 2014. And East Bay Express investigation showed that this app has been repeatedly used by riders to report homeless people. Uh-huh. Riders have also disproportionately reported Black people for alleged crime. And BART's record on transparency has not always been great. After a fatal attack on BART in 2016 at a West Oakland station, a San Francisco Chronicle investigation revealed that BART had been using dummy security cameras on many of its trains. Mm-hmm. There's also the longstanding mistrust of police in communities of color, especially after high-profile BART police shootings, like the shooting of Oscar Grant and, more recently, Shaleem Tindall.
So lots of skepticism about BART police. How has BART responded to this rise in violent crime?
So BART has responded by hiring more officers, trying to lure them in through bonuses and things like that. And another big thing they've been trying is vamping up crackdown on fare evasion. So last year, when a mob of 40 to 60 juveniles jumped the fare gate, they robbed several passengers, and that got a lot of people talking about how fare evasion can be this gateway to more serious crime. Mm-hmm. And BART's police chief, Carlos Rojas, has actually said that if they could figure out a way to crack down on fare evasion, then perhaps they could stop a majority of these serious crimes that are occurring on the system.
Okay, so what else are they doing?
So the East Bay Express has reported that at Lake Merritt Station, BART is already testing software that can, without any humans involved, identify suspicious packages or alert police when someone jumps a turnstile without paying. This conversation around fare evasion was revived after Nia Wilson's death. Mm-hmm. The suspect who had killed Wilson had been stopped for fare evasion in the days before her murder and was arrested at a BART station the day after. The family's lawyers say BART's failure to stop criminals, like the convicted felon in this case, led to Wilson's death. They filed a lawsuit against BART, saying that the suspect should never have been permitted to enter the BART system. He should have been stopped at the turnstile and turned away. But at the same time, this conversation around fare evasion is reviving a debate among activists and advocates who don't want Nia Wilson's death to be used to criminalize people who can't afford to ride BART.
And has BART made any immediate changes after this murder?
Yeah, they have. There's more police presence at stations. Meanwhile, BART's board of directors has voted on a plan for increased security measures, including emergency call boxes at stations. Right now, they're exploring the purchase of digital cameras for the system, and they're encouraging more people to use the BART Watch app. But that may only be the beginning. The board is also considering a broader policing policy.
So what would that include?
So that could include cameras that can connect with Wi-Fi so police can view footage in real time. It would basically be a system-wide monitoring of passengers. It would also include video screens that basically alert patrons that they are being watched. They're also considering a ban on panhandling in paid areas, which people are also concerned is another policy that could target poor people, especially poor people of color.
So is that likely to pass?
Well, at the last BART board meeting, there was a lot of opposition. Almost everyone who spoke was opposed to different components of the plan. And that's part of the reason one of the BART board members proposed that they move the next meeting to a suburban location to hear the other half of the story from frightened riders who are afraid to use the system. So the board agreed with that proposal, which means that there's going to be another hearing scheduled for September at a suburban location, which will bring the debate over privacy and safety there.
Interesting. Thank you, Holly.